My name is John Andrew Clayton, pastor of Pompey Community Church in Pompey, New York, and it's my joy to be your pastor for the day. Our church has been working through the Gospel of Luke on Sunday mornings, and this past week we arrived at Luke 15. This passage begins with tax collectors and sinners drawing near to Jesus. Yet, while for Jesus this is a cause for celebration, for the Pharisees and scribes this is cause for complaint. Luke says they grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." And then in response, Jesus shares three parables: the parable of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the prodigal son. Through these parables, Jesus magnifies his great grace toward sinners, and he invites the Pharisees to receive his grace and to sit down at his table with their fellow sinners to embrace his saving grace and forgiveness. In the parable of the lost sheep, Jesus answers the Pharisees' complaint by asking, "Which of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one, does not leave the 99 and to go after the one that is lost until he finds it?" The message is clear. Great sin is not an obstacle, but the occasion for the greater grace of our sin-conquering Savior. So why does Jesus receive sinners and eat with them? Well, because they were his lost sheep that he set out to rescue. And once the lost sheep was rescued, how does the shepherd respond? He rejoices. And Jesus says, "Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." For the tax collectors and sinners, this is an encouraging picture of God's great grace. But for the Pharisees and scribes, this is a call to abandon their self-righteousness. In the parable of the lost coin, Jesus reiterates this same point. Why does he receive sinners and eat with them? Well, like the woman who loses a silver coin, he will search for sinners who repent until he finds them. And when he does, he will rejoice, inviting all of his friends and neighbors, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Here, Jesus' emphasis shifts. The shepherd who found his sheep and the woman who found her coin invite all of their friends and neighbors to share their joy. But if the sheep and the coin represent sinners who repent, this is a terrible indictment against the Pharisees. If they refuse to rejoice with Jesus that the tax collectors and sinners have repented, they show that they are not Jesus' friends and neighbors who share in his joy that what was lost has been found. Then, in the parable of the prodigal son, Jesus describes the tax collectors and sinners as this younger son who valued the resources of his father over a relationship with him, requesting his inheritance. The younger son left the father and the family to squander his wealth in reckless living. But one day, while serving as a slave among pigs, he remembered the grace of his father, and he begins to repent. "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants." And the son returns to the father with this message on his heart and on his lips, but before he can even speak, the father sees him from far off, rushes to meet him and to hug him, demands that a coat and a ring and a fattened calf be given to him to mark the celebration of his return. And then, in stark contrast to the father's joy in the younger son's return, the older son is full of jealousy and resentment. He refuses to even go into his father's house, so the father comes out to him and entreats him, "It's fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this, your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found." And the question that hangs over this passage is this: will the Pharisees share in Jesus' joy over sinners who repent? Will they sit down at his table with their fellow sinners to embrace Jesus' saving grace and forgiveness? There is much to encourage us and challenge us this morning as we seek to grow in our understanding of Jesus' great grace. Great sin is not an obstacle, but the occasion for the greater grace of our sin-conquering Savior. Again, my name is John Andrew Clayton, pastor of Pompey Community Church, and it's my joy to be your pastor for the day.